Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, wonderful family, and welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Whether you're listening from your kitchen, on your commute, at work, or just before stepping out for the day, know this. Today is full of God's possibilities for you. Let's begin today's devotional. Today's topic is choosing joy every day. And our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, which says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." The book of Philippians, often called the Epistle of Joy, was written by Apostle Paul from prison. Think about that for a moment. Paul was chained, restricted, misunderstood, and uncertain about his future. Yet from that place, he kept using words like rejoice, joy, and gladness. Isn't that interesting? Paul did not say, "Rejoice when things get better." He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." So here's a question for us this morning. If joy was possible for Paul in prison, could it be that joy is not tied to our condition, but to our choice? The message, joy is a choice, not a feeling. Family, joy is not the same as happiness. Happiness depends on what happens, but joy flows from who God is. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." That means joy is not a luxury. It is a spiritual weapon. When you choose joy, you are choosing strength. When you choose joy, you are choosing faith over fear. Let me ask you, what have you been allowing to steal your joy lately? Is it pressure, delays, disappointment, or people? Here's the truth. Life will always give you reasons to complain, but God gives you reasons to rejoice. David understood this when he said in Psalm 34, verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Notice David said, "I will." That's a decision. Joy is anchored in perspective. Choosing joy does not mean ignoring pain. It means refusing to let pain have the final word. James chapter 1, verse 2 tells us, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Not if you face trials, when, but the instruction is clear, count it as joy. Because God is always working behind the scenes. Let me encourage you, even if things are not clear, God is still in control. Even if the answer hasn't come yet, God has not forgotten you. Let me speak God's word over your life today. I declare that your joy will not dry up, no matter the pressure, in Jesus' name. What was meant to drain you will strengthen you. I declare you will smile again, laugh again, and hope again. Today, joy will give you unusual strength and clarity in Jesus' name. According to Isaiah 61, verse 3, God gives us the oil of joy for mourning. That means joy is your divine replacement. Whatever you are going through today, God will give you joy in place of that problem in Jesus' name. If you're feeling tired or overwhelmed, hear this. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5, "And this morning joy is coming to you." So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't let yesterday's pain decide today's mood. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, what situation do I need to surrender to God today? What would change if I chose joy instead of worry? Actions for the day. Today, make a conscious decision. Start your day with gratitude. Speak positive words over your life. Refuse negative conversations that drain your joy. Play worship music, smile intentionally, and trust God deliberately. Remember Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. "Even when things look empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord." In conclusion, family, joy is not something you wait for. It's something you walk in. And when you choose joy, you align yourself with heaven's strength. Today, no matter what comes your way, you will win today because joy is your portion. And now, let's make our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me. Today I choose joy. I choose faith over fear. I choose gratitude over complaints. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am victorious, I am blessed, and I am winning every day. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the gift of joy that comes from you alone. I commit every listener into your hands today. Strengthen them, encourage them, and fill their hearts with unspeakable joy. Let every burden be lifted, every fear silenced, and every step ordered by you. May today be productive, peaceful, and purposeful for every one of us. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Family, thank you for listening to Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, please share this podcast with someone. You might just be the reason their day turns around. Go out today and remember, joy is your choice, joy is your strength, and you are winning every single day.
The motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.